Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And alongside Paul Perillo, I'm Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly. Paul, we've reached that point in camp. I've lost track of what day exactly it is, which practice it is.
Lost track of practice, everything.
Lost track of a lot of things. We've kind of hit the training camp wall, but the players haven't, at least certain players. And what would you say today, Paul? Who had the upper hand today?
Hey, I'm going to go with the offense, Fred.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the offense was excellent today. And listen, they had obviously a good day on Thursday, a good night on Thursday,
yep,
with the second and third groups out there putting 47 points on the board. But today, I thought starting with Brady and Welker was seamless,
mm-hmm,
and then you go to the two tight ends, were outstanding. Gronkowski and Hernandez, I thought, had another good day today. So yeah. Offensively, a little bit better. Had some tempo to the two-minute work toward the end of practice. Thought they were
And Brady was a little sharp. Excitable today.
Yeah, well, I think it was about getting the personnel groups ready, correct, getting the timing. I think the tempo was important. We've talked a lot about tempo the last couple of days,
right?
Going back to Thursday. And I think the tempo was very good today, and I think that's what Brady was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Quickly going back to Thursday night, as you made reference to, you wouldn't know it by the score, but it was kind of a sloppy game, typical of a first preseason game.
Yeah, it was definitely a sloppy start to the game with fumbles on the first,
yep,
two plays, I believe, of
offensive plays.
Offensive,
yep,
plays from scrimmage. One they lost, one they got back from Woodhead. Hernandez fumbled again later on, got it by the goal line as they were about to score their first touchdown. And then he had another play. I thought that he was a little loose with the,
yeah,
football. Had some penalties. He had a bad snap on an extra point. So early in the game especially, I thought, it was a typical preseason game, certainly one coming off a lockout.
Right, and we saw virtually all backup and third and even fourth string players throughout the game. No starters to speak,
right,
of other than Hernandez, Woodhead, if you want to characterize him as your third down, but however you want to do it. But for the most part, just a lot of the guys who are fighting,
right,
for jobs.
And a lot of those guys, there was some guys that played prominent roles Thursday night that did not practice today. There's a group of 21 total, but guys first time out, was Julian Edelman,
yep,
Taylor Price,
mm-hmm,
Danny Woodhead, as you alluded to. We'll get back to him in,
yeah,
a second. Malcolm Williams and Christian Cox, who I think got banged
got
up
his,
on a late special teams
couldn't,
play.
He could barely stand up.
Yeah, so that that's wasn't too surprising. Woodhead, according to some
Sergio
talk
Brown,
on the
I believe.
In the Twitter sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio Brown tweeted out shortly after practice, congrats, Woody, on the baby girl.
I think that's what it was,
okay,
yeah.
Something along those lines. I can assume that he meant Danny Woodhead,
mm-hmm,
but that might explain his absence.
Might be an excused absence there, yeah.
Don't know. Julian Edelman was out there in T-shirt and shorts.
Right.
Price was not.
Right, and we did see Price take a wicked shot to the head.
Wicked.
At one point. And he went back in the game afterwards, to
he
his
did.
Credit, but we didn't see him out there at all today. Edelman might have gotten banged up on one of those plays in which he lost
low,
the ball. So
he took a low hit on a kickoff return, too.
He did.
It looked a little awkward.
He
so.
Did. So, yeah, I mean, the injuries seeming to mount up a little bit after a game, but kind of to be expected. Their
you
first
always
full
have
contact
some guys,
all out, three
yeah.
hours of.
At this time of year, you're going to have guys miss a practice after a game as a matter of course. I mean,
right.
That's what's going to happen. Some good news, though, on
yep.
the injury front. First and foremost, Matt Light back from off of the PUP list in full pads. They didn't do a whole lot, but good to see him out there in full pads. And among the group working out in shorts and T-shirts, you saw Mike Wright.
That's right.
Who we haven't
he
seen
was a late,
in a,
he
in
was
a
late,
long time.
He was a late arrival to that group, but he was out there. And when they started the team portion of practice, all of those guys ended up going with the training staff down back inside to work on whatever that is they had to work on. And he was among that group. So that is some good news,
yeah.
at least.
Beyond that, not a whole lot to report. Most of the guys that have missed practice lately continue to miss practice, most notably Albert Hainsworth, not out there practicing. Sean Ellis still on PUP.
Mm-hmm.
So be a little bit more time for those guys. And then the Patriots made, you know, getting a little thin, I think, on the offensive line.
Yeah, particularly
Dan
at right
Conley
guard.
Conley stays out. Yeah. He's been the right guard. He's been out with a looks like an elbow problem. He did not practice. Rich Ornberger took his spot today with the what appeared to be the first group. I always hesitate
the group
to,
that has Tom Brady
yes,
under center.
I always hesitate to label the groups, but it looked like he took Dan Conley's spot at right guard. They had Chris Morris was a guy they brought in camp. He got banged up. They let him go today.
Mm-hmm. Along with Steve Williams, the defensive lineman.
Right. So they signed a gentleman out of TCU named Zach Roth, and it is pronounced Roth,
yep.
Although it's spelled Roth.
Mm-hmm. Tough go for him.
Yeah. I mean, barely halfway through the practice, he ended up getting carted off.
Yeah.
And we didn't see.
Took a penalty lap. They were doing the interior line one-on-one matchups. Pass rushing just seemed to not go well for him, so he took a penalty lap, was told to take a penalty lap. Very very tough going for him on the penalty lap. And then a few minutes later, we see him getting put onto the back of the stretcher and being taken off the field. So
so I would expect to see some more transactions involving offensive linemen. They
yeah.
are a little bit short right now.
Or maybe even... Who knows? Maybe even some shuffling among existing players.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
You've had no Ryan Wendell. You've had no Dan Conley now for a couple of practices.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Cannon's still on NFI as he's working to get back.
Yep.
So those interior guys, Thomas Austin has had some opportunities today. It was Rich Ornberger. They need some depth, I think, there inside.
They do. So a short week of work, Paul, before they have to take off for their next game, which is this coming Thursday at Tampa. They'll have practices tomorrow, as the schedule stands now. It's practices
yeah,
in the afternoon
a lot of
tomorrow,
practice time.
Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
A walkthrough on Thursday. So
Wednesday.
Short week on Wednesday. Excuse me. So short week in the actual calendar week, but there's a lot of work that's still to be done between now and then. And we're going to be back to cover it all tomorrow. Same routine, afternoon practice. So late around.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Exactly. You won't be here. Andy will be.
Right.
I'll be here with him. We'll have all the info from tomorrow's practice for you. That'll wrap it up for a Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.